On this episode, we're talking all about Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge and doing a quick review of our lunch at Tiffin's in Animal Kingdom. This is episode 298 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And as far as our new schedule goes every week, on Mondays we have Capture the Magic Universal on its very own feed. Rhonda and I have Main Street Magic on its own feed every Tuesday. Then Jared and I are coming at you with Diz Dudes on Wednesdays, again on its own feed. And then Thursdays, Jared and Jamie have the Capture the Magic podcast, again on their own feed as well. So you want to go out to all four of those feeds and subscribe. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams of not only Disney World, but Universal Orlando as well, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney or Universal vacation, you want to reach out to Zippity Doodah Travel. They're our trusted source for your vacation needs, and that can actually be all over the world as far as things that are open. If you go to travelwithzip.com, you can fill out a quick form, you're going to get a free quote, and then they're going to help you plan, they're going to help you book, get you the best deal, answer questions, and all of this is at no additional charge to you. So you got your own little travel agent right in your back pocket. Highly recommend you reach out to them at travelwithzip.com. And finally, if you want the absolute best in Disney and Universal theme parked coffees, teas, and merchandise, head over to expeditionroasters.com and use code CTM15 at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. So our main focus of today is going to be talking about Boulder Ridge at Wilderness Lodge.
Correct.
But first, we're going to do a quick Tiffin's review over at Animal Kingdom because we finally ate there.
Yes, we finally
After all these years, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so we did lunch, and this was on Lacey's birthday back in July, just a few weeks ago. And I thought this wasn't going to warrant an entire episode, but this was kind of part of this weird week-long trip we had amongst multiple resorts and, and parks and all kinds of stuff. So, Rhonda, as you love to do, and you do so well, will you please go through the bullet points of Tiffin's over at Animal Kingdom?
Yeah. So, Tiffin's is Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. It is in Discovery Island. You do need a valid admission and park reservation for the same park on the same date requirement. It is African Asian Latin cuisine. It is fine / signature dining. So it is anywhere from $35 to $59.99 per adult. Of course, there are no dining plans right now, and you do still get your discounts. You get your Tables in Wonderland, which is 20% off food and alcohol. Annual Pass is 10% off food. DVC is 10% off food, or Disney Visa is 10% off food. Your hours are lunch is 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and then dinner is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, and so basically you can set off on a culinary expedition of international cuisine at this restaurant inspired by exploration and adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I just came up with that on my own.
No, you didn't.
So, well, you know, we've laughed about this in the past or joked about it because we've wanted to eat at Tiffin's for a very long time.
Yes.
And our joke has always been we never make it past Nomad Lounge.
Correct.
Because we love Nomad Lounge so much, which is basically the bar and lounge that is attached to Tiffin's.
Correct.
So we finally decided, all right, let's get a reservation that we're going to keep because we have canceled ones in the past. And let's go ahead and do this, you know, for Lacey's birthday, first day of the trip, of this kind of week-long adventure that we went down.
And not to mention my birthday was the next day.
It was the next day.
If she didn't really want it, I could say it was for mine.
This was probably a little bit more so for you than her. She didn't really have a choice in the matter. So we said, we're going to Tiffin's for your birthday.
Yep.
And she said, I don't want to. And we said, well, you are. And she said, okay. let's talk, you know, we know the atmosphere. And if you've ever listened to the show, you kind of know our love of Nomad Lounge. What did you think of the atmosphere as we finally entered Tiffin's? Now, of course, the bathroom, if you're at Nomad Lounge, you do walk through the main host and hostess area of Tiffin's, and the bathrooms are right there to the left.
Yep.
So you can sometimes get a little bit of a glimpse. But what did you think as we came in? And we ate at 11:30, I want to say, was our reservation.
I believe so. We were the very first people in the room. And I thought it was really neat because the room that they put us in, it's very similar to me to Skipper Canteen, where they have different rooms, I believe.
Great point.
And the room that they put us in was actual, I believe, the Africa room, where they actually went to Africa to get all these inspirations. And all that is on the walls is Africa pictures and things when they were in Africa.
Yeah.
And from the Imagineers.
Yeah.
And I found that very interesting and very cool. And it's a pretty room. It's nothing crazy or... It's not underwhelming. It's not overwhelming. It's just normal.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I liked that we did have a nice corner booth, which was really nice.
The wrap around.
Yes. Yep. And yeah, I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I agree. I loved this is something that, again, as far as theming goes throughout Animal Kingdom, this was perfectly themed. You know, the way that Yak and Yeti is so perfectly themed with its decor and interior over in Asia, this is, like you said, kind of like the African inspired.
This is
Animal Kingdom. Like, this is what you get when you dine there. And I loved it. And you're right. We got this wonderful corner booth and we were the first people to sit where I was able to take a photo that I thought we were literally going to be the only people having lunch there.
Yeah.
And then slowly one or two, three other tables came in. But I loved it.
Yep.
I loved the setup. And that corner booth was so cool for the simple fact that there was really nothing to the back of us.
Correct.
We could see the entire, like, 180 to, you know, whatever view of the entire room,
and
which
of course, they're still doing physical distancing,
which
I hate to say it, I absolutely love.
So wonderful at restaurants when you can hear each other talk.
Quieter. It's nice. It's very nice. So we really, really enjoyed it. And we, one of the main reasons we did not cancel this one is because of the fact that when... This is the only time you can take your mask off.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very nice to come in, sit down. And a lot of times we respect the waiters that we don't take our mask off until we actually get drinks. Like if we order a, you know, round of waters or whatever, we try to respect and then we take them off and then we drink and eat and talk to the waiter. But usually when we first get there and sit down, we do. But it's just so nice to be in air condition and sit for a while and just breathe.
Yeah. And, you know, we usually do, you know, table service, reservation, sit downs a lot of times for the sake of the show. Not that we don't love to do them, but we are usually, we usually sometimes don't take the time for an actual ADR. That's why we love Nomad. You know, because you can kind of just show up and just enjoy it for a little bit. But I, like you just mentioned, I mean, right now we're in, if you're coming here in August, September, even early October, you know, when the parks are still really, really hot, I would definitely make a point to do lunch ADRs more than anything.
Absolutely.
Just so you get that break.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So we had Brian, who was our cast member, who was a wonderful, wonderful waiter.
Yes, he was.
Was outstanding.
Very good.
Wouldn't have expected anything less from something the quality of a signature dining establishment. So what we're going to do is we're going to get right into the menu and what we went ahead and had.
Yeah.
And so I'll start off. What I'll do is read. We'll get your opinion first and then we'll go into mine.
Okay.
That sounds good. So we did start off with an appetizer and this one was probably selected more so by me. And this was the duo of appetizers, which includes their charred octopus as well as their spiced chickpea falafel. And this is $14.
Mm-hmm.
You apprehensive of octopus. I had not had it since we did Flying Fish several years ago.
Right.
And I didn't care for the way that Flying Fish prepared it at that time. So I was a little apprehensive, but I know this is kind of like one of their signature appetizers. but I also didn't want to just get straight up octopus.
Correct.
That I knew you potentially wouldn't eat. So that's why we went with the duo and you got your falafel.
Which
so
I was very
excited
about. Yeah. That they do this on the appetizer. So you don't have to even pick two. You can pick one and get two. So I thought the charred octopus was different. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I ate a piece and it was fine. Would I ever go and order it again? No. But at the same time, if you're going to have something like that, and then I would get it here. This is something where, you know, Jeremy, he even said to me, because so, you know, there's about six appetizers and charred octopus is one of them. And they heard that it was wonderful, but it was $17 for just that. Chickpea falafel was $10. So, I mean, if we'd have gotten both of those, I mean, you're talking $27, whereas this one is you get both and it's $14. So I was like, absolutely. That's great because they have the Tiffin's bread service, which we've already had
we've
at Nomad
several times.
Right. They have a Tiffin salad and a taco. And so basically it was like a no-brainer to do the duo of appetizers. So again, it was good to eat it here. I don't think I'd want to eat it anywhere else.
Yeah, like you're not going to your back alley seafood restaurant and ordering the octopus.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just saying.
No.
I wouldn't order anything from a back alley seafood restaurant.
I wouldn't
restaurant.
Either.
It's just me, but.
But anyway.
We got crabs. If y'all want some. They're still crawling back there. You can get some. You got to tap them with a mallet. And then
oh,
we boil
God.
Them. I don't know what's happening.
That's horrible.
You have to kill them yourselves. They have lobsters in the back alley seafood restaurants, but you're the one digging the knife in.
That's
is all I'm saying.
Absolutely
so what did you,
horrible.
What did you?
Why
are
we talking
I don't
about
know.
That?
What did you compare? Because I thought it was a really great comparison. The flavor of the octopus to for you.
Oh, scallop.
Yes. And you don't
like scallops.
Scallops. And I thought that was a very good comparison. I don't think they're as, the octopus is as tender as a scallop,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly has that same flavor. This was
and
a very
chewiness.
Small piece. Yeah, a little bit of extra chewiness. This is a very small piece. It does come with a romesco sauce, olive tapenade, chorizo, and a squid ink aioli.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, but like I've said in the past, my brain will often catch up to my stomach, right? And so I take a bite and I'm like, yeah, this isn't too bad. And I take a second bite and I'm like, you're eating an octopus and I know what they look like and they've got the suckers and everything. And all of a sudden my brain's like, yeah, you're probably cool with two bites. Like I agree. I don't think I would get this again based on my preferences of texture and brain.
But you
knowledge.
Ate it all.
I did.
You did.
And it's not a huge piece. This is a very small appetizer.
Yeah.
We're talking one little... I don't know, 2, maybe 3 inch piece of octopus.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? They're tentacles, arms.
I have
what are
no
they,
idea.
Legs, flailings, appendages. I don't know what they are, but 2 to 3 inches of that.
Uh-huh.
And then you had one falafel ball.
Yep.
So the falafel comes with a mint pistachio pesto, cumin scented garlic rieta, and pickled vegetables. What did you think of the falafel?
It was phenomenal.
Okay.
All it was right. fantastic.
Okay.
I really loved it. It was very similar to me to the Skipper Canteen.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. It was, if I remember correctly, was it not so dense as the Skipper Canteen was more dense or was it opposite? I can't remember.
It was denser than the Skipper Canteen.
It was good though. Yeah. I really, really liked it. I would love to go back and just get that as the appetizer.
Full app?
Correct.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I did think it was good. I think I liked the Skipper Canteen, which we literally had eaten, a week and a half before?
Correct.
Maybe 2 weeks at most.
Yep.
I think I enjoyed the Skipper Canteen better.
And I think I enjoyed this one better.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I think that getting this duo of appetizers is a good idea if you want to get the flavors of what a
Correct.
Tiffin's offers.
Yep.
I wouldn't get it again. I would go with individual or what I would love to see... I would love to see duo of appetizers on every Disney menu for a sit down, but you get to pick the two apps. even if it's only a bite. Because, you know, you've got, we've done the bread service, but they also have this Tiffin salad, which would be hard to do a small bite.
But you wouldn't get that, would you?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's avocado, tomato, roasted sweet corn, queso fresco, buttermilk dressing. Sounds great. Or they have a taco, which is a plant-based tinga, avocado, plant-based cheese, and a corn tortilla would be very interesting to try.
Yeah.
But I mean, in general, I'm thinking of Disney restaurants being able to offer, like you go to TGI Fridays and Applebee's, not comparing Tiffin's to any of those. I know Jared loves him some Applebee's, but I could see, I would love to always have an appetizer sampler.
Yeah.
Even if it was all five of their appetizers and it was $30, like I'd pay it to get a bite or two of each.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that would just be a cool option.
Would you get the charred octopus as the appetizer itself?
Straight up app? Yep. No, I probably would not be unless I was there with other people that are cool eating octopus.
Okay.
So no, otherwise I would not. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the main course. And you're going to see why we really wanted to just make this a blurb at the beginning, because we didn't go all out here.
Right, we split.
Yeah, we split. We split an entree. Yep. We did get an enhancement. Lacey didn't eat, as Lacey sometimes doesn't do, and Kaylin got a kid's meal. So I didn't feel we could offer a full review based on we had two apps, we each had an entree, the kids both had entrees, we got dessert, all this. So let's go ahead and talk about the enhancement first, which no surprise to anybody, we went with the Gobi Manchurian, crispy fried cauliflower, Manchurian sauce, green onion, $11.
So good.
I know we've talked about this before. Yep. You currently can't get it at Nomad Lounge. But you can go into Tiffin's and get it. I mean, anything you want to expand as far as this goes? Or
Kaylin tried it.
Yeah.
And I believe you asked her if you thought it was cauliflower and like if she thought it might be something else. And it was a little spicy for her, but she did. She actually kind of enjoyed it, but she didn't want any more.
Yeah.
So it was kind of confusing, she did. And it was good to see a 12 and a half year old try it and, you know, have an opinion about it. Cause Jeremy and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing more we can talk about on that. We did start though with drinks. I got a, Cabernet Sauvignon and Jeremy went with a beer, and, Brian was amazing cause he apparently said there was two Cabernets.
Yeah.
And asked kind of what I liked, and I don't care. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you choose. So he brought the one he thought was better, which I believe was some type of South African one.
Yeah.
And he was like, taste it and tell me what you think. And if you like it, tasted it, loved it, thought it was amazing. And I got that one and actually a second one.
Yes.
As what did you get? I don't remember.
I got the Tigra beer,
which
I've really enjoyed there. But what, you know, to your point of that, and this is something, you know, Disney's wonderful about all service, even it's, you know, regular table service. But when you get to the fine signature dining, I think those are sometimes the extra steps of they have such a wonderful knowledge of, you know, what the wines or the beers or the drinks actually taste like. And they'll bring you a sample and they say, you know, try it, see if you like it. Like,
and
you
if
know,
I didn't
what
like
pairs
it, could,
better?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that was just absolutely awesome. So let's move into the main course that you and I decided on to split. And this was the shrimp and grits.
Yes.
Now, we've been doing a lot of shrimp and grits lately on Disney property.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go back to House of Blues, Polite Pig. I feel like there was another one we've done recently I can't think of right now. But we've really been trying to hit like that shrimp and grit tour.
Yeah.
Right. And so these are Anson Mills grits, Applewood smoked bacon, heirloom tomatoes, and a smoked pepper jam. There's also little pearl onions in there. This is $35.
Okay. How many shrimp are there?
You can start talking about it. I'll look it up. I believe there were six.
Okay.
But if you want to start talking about it.
This course, this shrimp and grits was nice and, how do I say, more on the plain side where you don't have a whole bunch of sauce and stuff with it, which I like to taste my grits when I eat shrimp and grits. And I don't like when there's an overpowering sauce with it or a kind of drowns out the grits. But I do love a I hate to say, more simple shrimp and grits, but do. With good, like, cheesy grits, or, you know, the shrimp that are really marinated and breaded, or however they're performed. So there were six shrimp, which, and they were some very good sized shrimp. So really, because of cutting them in half, it was like we had 12.
Yes.
So it was great.
Yeah.
The grits themselves were amazing, but this dish together was absolutely awesome. I loved both of the bites together of the shrimp and the grits. There wasn't a sauce to overdrown the grits, and it just, this was one of, this would probably be, you know, House of Blues we thought were absolutely incredible. I would put this number two, I think.
Okay.
It was really good. I just really loved the, I don't want to say plain because it wasn't plain. I just loved the simpleness of it and the spices and all the stuff together. Just, I don't know. It just, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, no, I think you, I mean, I think you've described it very, very well. So it comes in a bowl, and you have your bowl full of grits, which were a much, thicker grits. This was not as a creamy grit. Like you could bite into kind of like the corn meal style. Like you could bite into the grit.
Right.
Right. Like they were a bit of a thicker grit. I think they were cooked perfectly. You're right. They had just enough flavor. And then what I liked is that and this is what I loved about Polite Pig is the shrimp were done on a skewer that was set over top. Right.
Yep.
And these were kind of like half butterflied shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were giant, like you said, like these are probably in the 12 to 15 range, you know, shrimp.
Okay.
And so really, really good size, very large. And like you said, we would cut them in half. So it was almost like we each had six bites.
Yep.
I liked the addition of the pearl onions, the heirloom tomatoes, the bacon jam was really good. I thought it was a wonderful, complete dish.
Yeah.
I would, for me, I would probably go House of Blues, Polite Pig, and then this.
Okay.
My only thing was, I don't think we got the right dish for our first time at Tiffin's. As good as it was,
really,
I don't think this was the dish to get your first time at Tiffin's because it didn't scream that African Indian inspired flavors, as wonderful it was, and it was delicious. Like to me, I'm thinking, you know, a butter chicken. They've got tamarind braised short rib. They have their whole sustainable fish.
What to get? But
totally, and Brian recommended the shrimp and grits, and he was spot on.
Well, he also recommended
the short rib.
I think it was okay. And there was two, and we were trying to pick between the two.
And I legit, you said, Jeremy, it's up to you, and I legit picked the shrimp and grits because of the other dishes we had done recently, and I wanted to be able to. For anybody that's listened for the past month or so, you're going to get three shrimp and grit dishes across property that, if you like what we think about them, you can decide which one you want to try. So I loved this dish. I wish we had done separate entrees to try something else. And I don't know that it was the go-to dish for your first time ever at Tiffin's.
Okay.
I think your second time, get this.
Yeah.
Is my only thought. Like, does that make sense? Just for the experience of it?
Yeah.
Like it didn't.
I think so. But I think we've been, well, yeah. Yeah. But it was good. It was great.
Oh, I loved it.
Everything was amazing. We would go back here. Absolutely.
Oh, I totally would go back here.
I don't think it was wrong that we didn't get this, especially because we've been to Nomad so many times.
I know. And we've had tons of those wonderful African Indian flavors.
We've had the Tiffin's bread service. I think because we've been so long, I don't think this was wrong to get. But I think if you've never been to Nomad, if you've never been to Tiffin's and you're going to Tiffin's, then yes, I would agree with you on this one.
Yeah. Try something like the butter chicken or the tamarind.
And get the
very short rib
and get
stuff.
The bread service as your appetizer, and you know,
for sure. All right, well, let's go in with what Kaylin got. And so they have the kids create your own entrees. The one that she settled on was the shredded beef tacos with queso fresco. This is served with two selections, which are either green beans, basmati rice, seasonal vegetables, white cheddar macaroni and cheese, fresh fruit, or cookies and cream brownie. So in a drink. $14. She went with the basmati rice and she went with the cookies and cream brownie.
No,
she went with the fresh fruit. He brought her cookies and cream brownie.
Yes.
Brian was the man.
Yes.
What did she think of these? And I said I thought they were going to be. And we, this is what I love. We asked Brian, right? What are these like?
Yeah, because we were like, literally, like we need it to be just
simple.
Simple, yeah. Beef tacos, that everything on the side. And he explained how they're made, and he was like, yeah, and he explained it's very similar to, what was it?
The short rib. It's more of like a shredded short rib.
So we got that for her, and she absolutely loved it.
Did.
Loved it. Loved the rice. We got the fresh fruit because Lacey.
Yes, that's right.
She wasn't really eating, and she's sometimes will say she doesn't feel good, and she just didn't want to be there. She wanted to go straight to the hotel, and we didn't. We went to Animal Kingdom, and we're like, look, as soon as we're done with lunch, we're going to the hotel. So she didn't want to eat, but we thought fresh fruit, she might eat that. So she think took a bite or two. But yeah, and then because it was our birthdays, Brian was amazing. And so he not only brought Kaylin a cookies and cream brownie, which was amazing.
It was it was kind of like a cheesecake.
We all took a bite. Yeah, it was really good. He also brought me and Lacey a happy birthday, like in chocolate on the plate. Yeah. And then I think it was one or two truffles. It was really good. And we both enjoyed it, and we were scraping off the chocolate on the plate that said happy birthday because the chocolate was amazing too.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. This was a great, great lunch. Totally would come back here again to do more.
Experience versus expectation. What did you think?
I didn't have an expectation that was crazy. Again, we've been at Nomad. I knew it was going to be great. It was nice. It was relaxing. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful to sit down and take your mask off and just be in the air condition and have a glass of wine and just enjoy my family.
Yeah.
So that was phenomenal.
Yeah. No, agree with
What'd
that.
What'd you think then? Expectation versus...
This certainly fell short of a California Grill and a Topolino's Terrace, I will say.
Okay.
I mean, it fell short of those.
Okay.
But again, I'm still, as much as I love the shrimp and grits, I just don't think it was the go-to. Like, I wish I would have gotten the surf and turf here.
Okay.
Probably most of all. But I want to go back. I want to try more. I want to each of us do an entree, get a different app. Like, so I'm very excited. I love the setting. I love Animal Kingdom. You know, I mean, this is something that I think everyone should definitely give a chance and try. It just didn't blow me away in the sense that a California Grill or Topolino's did, which might not be fair to Tiffin's because Topolino's to me right now is the best restaurant on property that we've eaten at. I mean, I can't compare it to some other places that cost lots of money, but I did really, really, really enjoy it. And I'm glad that we need to figure out what other shrimp and grits we haven't had.
Okay.
And let's figure out and we'll go ahead and knock them off the list. Olivia's Cafe at Old Key West, I bet.
Okay.
Maybe we should try and work that in for like a lunch or something next trip.
Okay.
So we can do an entire shrimp and grit episode.
Ooh.
Right? That'd be fun, I think.
Well, you have to look up and make sure that we haven't missed any shrimp and grits.
Yeah, I'll have to see who else has them. No, that's for sure. So,
all right.
But that was kind of our quick Tiffin's review, and I wanted to work that in there. But we're going to talk next about Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. So if we're recalling, I'm just going to read, as you guys know, because it's better than me explaining it. Recalling the 1860s railroad hotels of the American West, Boulder Ridge Villas offer the comforts of home amid the rustic beauty of Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Dine on traditional Pacific Northwest cuisine, explore trails through lush meadows and delight in the enchanting Copper Creek Springs pool. Just a breezy boat ride to Magic Kingdom Park, this resort hotel celebrates the ethos of traditional craftsmanship in the great outdoors. In November of 2000, Disney added the villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge to the resort's offering. The name was changed to Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge in 2016. Give us a couple quick bullet points here, Rhonda, about Boulder Ridge.
Your cost range could range anywhere from $507 to $2,070 a night.
Yeah.
You have your number of rooms is 136. You have a dedicated lobby. You have a fitness center and a Carolwood Pacific room.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's Walt's room with the train.
So, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So, well, no. So we can break it. You know, it's so funny because we look back and you know, we've said so many times how much Wilderness Lodge is our favorite resort, but we've never done an official Wilderness Lodge review.
Correct.
Now, obviously, we didn't stay in the main house. You know, we stayed over at Boulder Ridge, and this was on DVC points.
Which, okay, I'm just going to say it now.
Ooh,
I don't know how
feisty
everybody feels, but I don't get any of it. Like, I'm like, what is Copper Creek? What? It's all Wilderness Lodge. Like, it's all Wilderness Lodge to me.
I know, but they're the sections of it.
Now I understand.
Okay.
And this being the Boulder Ridge section and the dedicated lobby and the Carrollwood Pacific Room and the fitness center, I will say I was more okay, I kind of get it.
Get it. Okay.
Because I was so confused. I'm like, we're staying at Wilderness Lodge. Why do we have to say where we're staying? It's just, we're staying at Wilderness Lodge. So yeah. So I thought it was cool. It was very neat. So you walk into your main, huge, grand lobby, and it's beautiful and it's great. And then right at the little bubbling...
The geyser.
Geyser.
The brook, we shall call
the
it.
The brook.
The bubbling brook.
That goes down. Then if you turn and go right and pass the store and everything and go straight out, that's where you take a small little paved way and covered way to your Boulder Ridge. Mm-hmm. And walking through and seeing Welcome Home and it being a smaller... but still grand, in my opinion. And the fireplace, oh, this is amazing. The smell, it's incredible.
Yeah, what I'll say about Boulder Ridge, well, think of it as Bay Lake Tower at Contemporary Resort.
But I haven't stayed there.
I know, but it's separate, though it's the same.
Okay.
Right? I will say Boulder Ridge walking in to their own separate lobby and all, even though it doesn't have a check-in or anything. To me, it did what I feel like Kidani Village just misses out on when you walk into their lobby.
Okay.
And Kidani Village is that beautiful when you walk into the lobby, but in comparison to the main Jumbo House, I don't think it lives up in the same expectation that Boulder Ridge, like you walk into Boulder Ridge and you literally are like, I'm like, wow. Like I am in a cabin.
Yeah.
Like in the Pacific Northwest,
yep.
Even though it's not as great, like you're not in the ski lodge, like the main lobby, but you're all of a sudden like, I'm in a, like a condo, like area. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's gorgeous.
Yep.
And you look up and there, it's three or four stories tall and there are carved, you know, wood that's coming out in the fireplace.
Yep.
And you go over to the Carowinds room, which has, you know, Walt's portions of Walt's original train that he had in his backyard that he rode on.
And there's like he sat on it and rode.
Like it's just,
and it is. It's very comfortable. Amazing. It's very home. It's very homey.
So homey.
And it's and I get it now.
Yeah.
It's very homey and very just like, hey, instead of my little, I shouldn't say little room, instead of my bedroom that I'm sleeping in, I'm gonna go sit in the family room.
You just put it perfectly.
Yeah.
It is such a wonderful extension of your room, and it's always so quiet, you know?
Yes.
You can, now, again, with all things considered, what's happening right now,
you
can walk into some lobbies at Disney, and it's very dead, but it's not normally that way.
Yep.
You walk into the main Wilderness Lodge lobby, and it is grand and gorgeous, but it doesn't feel an extension of your room.
Right.
You're right. It feels like, hey, this is a big giant lobby. Stop making faces that like you guys should see Rhonda's face. She's basically like, yeah, I said what I said and I'm right. Like you're trying to take some major points and you deserve them. I do agree. You're 100%. I love that you just said, I never thought of it that way.
Yep.
It really is like I walked out of my bedroom in this cabin and I'm now sitting in my very own family room.
Yep. Because nobody's
ever there.
Yep.
And there's private chairs in front of the fireplace, multiple fireplaces. You know, it just, you're right. That is such a great way to put it. There's rocking chairs out front. Yep. Like,
oh, that's nice too. Especially if you are in Florida in the cooler and it happens to be a very cooler month.
Like that one week
that is
in
nice.
January.
Yep. That is
be
really
perfect
nice.
To sit outside.
Yep. That one day.
Yeah. That one day in January. Between noon and four.
Uh huh.
Then you're like, I want to sit outside in a rocking chair.
Yep.
No, I, That was a really, wow, honey. That was a really, really good description. I love it.
Thanks.
All right, let's get into the rooms, and we're going to talk about the studio room, mostly, of course, that we stayed in.
Uh-huh.
So this can accommodate a party of five, because it's got one queen-size bed, a double-size sleeper sofa, and one single pull-down bed. Mm-hmm. There's a small refrigerator, wet bar, microwave toaster, and coffee maker. You have a flat-panel TV with DVD player, 356 square feet. Normally,
that DVD player is upon request. We didn't have a DVD player.
It was already in the room.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was actually in the room.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Normally, they're upon request.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody requested ahead of time. They're like, hey, those Steins, they love their DVDs. Like, we're just packing full of DVDs. Mm-hmm. Like, in this day and age, are you taking DVDs to? So we're they just need to put Disney Plus in all rooms. It is such a wonderful sales tool that if you walk in and you're like, hey, free Disney Plus, and if you don't own it, you're gonna leave and be like, yeah, I gotta get this when I get home.
Yeah.
And then offer like a discount code.
Ooh.
Like, so
wow.
Bob's,
look at you.
Bob's Josh
marketing.
Hook me up, give me a call, give me a little ring a ding, I will give you more ideas. But let's talk about the room.
So our room actually though was a ADA
yes.
room.
Compliant room.
So it was a lot bigger than a actual normal. So I think ours was a little bit wider and bigger than the 356. Mm-hmm. It might have been like 360 or 370. Like
You'd
go higher?
Oh, yeah. We had quite a bit of room. I bet this was closer to 400 square feet.
Really?
Like, we had a good portion of extra room.
Okay.
Especially if you look at a floor plan
okay.
of a standard. Yes.
But it was really nice because with having to have the girls have the pull-out couch out the entire time. We don't use and put our clothes in the drawers. So we actually could put the one single pull-down bed is your table. So you have to move your two chairs and you have to pull it down so you don't have a table. And your two chairs usually has to go somewhere where you can't use them. So we actually got to move them in front of the dresser drawer mm-hmm. that we don't use, which was great because that's where then we could sit because instead of there was no couch because the bed was pulled out the entire time. And then there was actually a nice big, I guess more like a coffee table-ish that moved and rolled. And we got to move that over. So, you know, we could use that as well as the table. So it really was nice. Very, very spacious. The only thing for the room that we were in being ADA, we were just put there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah. We are not, and we didn't need it this time. But it was a pedestal sink in the in the bathroom where you couldn't put anything there's no shelving or anything where I could put my toothbrush. Things would fall off. It was a little frustrating just because everything was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to, you know, have my bag on the ground and pick up what I needed and stuff. But other than that, it was great. The shower was a little weird too. But
yeah, because it's a roll-in shower.
But where the shower head was was surprisingly, it's more oblong
mm-hmm.
than square, and it was on the side. It was not on the oblong side of a left or right. It was in the center of it, the wall.
Yeah,
and that was different
and
weird because. Again, of the fact that you would think it would be on one side of the other of the oblong. And that would have been perfect because there was a seat in there too, which was really nice. I hate to say this. One of the girls dropped the seat down really early and I didn't try to put it back up. But hey, we could put all of her stuff there. Like my razor, the shampoo, the conditioner, all that stuff. So it was neat. And it's a big bathroom, but it's got one barn door and that's everything's in there. So, but it was great. What did you think, babe?
Bathroom aside, which again was for the functionality of having a wheelchair, which I 100% understand.
Absolutely.
And it would be perfect if you happen to be in a wheelchair or, you know, needed that accessibility. But the rest of the room, the size, the layout, like, I'll put this up there as one of my favorite studio rooms. Nice. Probably only slightly behind Polly.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this was, yep, there was so much room for activities. I mean, Lacey literally had like her own dance party. The fact that the, you know, that fifth sleeper is love key that for our kids right now.
Yes.
It actually had a connecting door if we would have, you know, needed such a thing and had a secondary room.
Yep.
Giant, giant shout out to Brian, our good friend BK Lounge, for hooking us up here and you know, with some DVC points and stuff.
Yes.
Because this seriously, I just was blown away. And we, this was the best, to me, the best standard view room that we've had. Because we were on the bottom floor and you walked out to a patio. With, you didn't have a balcony or anything, but you had a small like lawn, and then you just looked into luscious woods, and I absolutely loved it. Snake skins aside, which were
on either side,
here and there, which I was not a fan
of. I did expect to see deer and bunnies.
Yes,
the way the lawn was set and everything,
loved it.
It was beautiful.
I absolutely loved this room. Yep. This is, you know, when you get into these DVCs and you know, I've said, I think before, you know, our issue with the DVC rooms is sometimes tough for the studios because we're a family of four with a 10-year-old and almost 13-year-old.
Right.
And to usually have a dedicated queen bed and then a pull-out couch, sometimes a fifth sleeper, it doesn't always work that well.
Right.
This worked perfectly.
Yep.
And I love the kitchenette. You know, we took advantage of the microwave because we brought leftovers when we stayed a night at Endless Summer over at Universal. We love having the larger coffee maker. We love having the larger fridge, you know, the microwave, all this stuff. I just, and I like the DVCs when you walk into the studio area that you have that front almost foyer that you can put some stuff aside.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and you can put your suitcase up there on the little fold out luggage cart
thing.
Just, so I loved it. And as you walk down these hallways and you go to your room, this is still just home. You know, I mean, nothing, you know, we obviously, if you haven't heard before, we love Coronado. And Coronado is home based on the amount of time we've spent there. Mm-hmm. And the relationships that we've built and the memories that we have. You know, this was only our second time overall staying at the Wilderness Lodge resort area.
Oh my gosh.
But still, when anytime I walk in that front door, it just feels like home, like nothing else. So, absolutely loved that. Now, you know, as far as Boulder Ridge goes, and if you're doing DVC and all, you can also get a one bedroom. There are two bedrooms available as well. So, you know, I would love to see something. So like a two bedroom can actually accommodate a party of eight. And you got one king size bed, two queen size beds and a queen size sleeper sofa, whirlpool tub.
Wow.
Kind of want to check that out.
Right.
Over 1,000 square feet. Right.
Wow.
If you get a one bedroom, that is a party of four. And you got a king size bed and a queen size sleeper sofa. So this is your standard one bedroom layout.
Right.
Like we've stayed at Saratoga before.
Correct.
This is 727 square feet, but you have that same whirlpool tub, and both the one bedroom and two bedrooms are going to have that fully equipped kitchen with full size appliances and all, which is pretty awesome if you're on extended stay, right?
The two bedroom has a second full bathroom.
Yes.
That's
which is nice
huge
as well. That's the two bedroom is what that time at Kidani that Christina and they all had. Remember we went to visit them over there, Christina and Joel and
oh
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they had that two
that
bedroom
was
and
the
had
two
that secondary
bedroom
bath. Yes. And those layouts are going to be very similar across DVC properties.
Okay.
So really, really great layout, especially with that second bath.
Yep.
Like we're going to be a second bath family very, very soon.
That's scary because it means
simply
a lot more
for
money.
Kaylin. Because Lacey barely showers. So we're going to get into the amenities.
Yay!
And let's talk about the pool with the water slide. So there are actually two different pools here.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent one opened in 2016. Actually, shortly before the first time we ever stayed at Wilderness Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you have your Copper Creek Springs pool. which has the you can follow the bubbling spring that begins in the lodge's lobby.
That is cool.
Flows under a window wall and transforms into a waterfall, plunging into the Copper Creek Pool.
Yep.
You also can retreat to the Boulder Ridge Cove Pool, which along with the Whirlpool Spa is nestled amongst Boulder Ridge Villas. There's also a children splash area at the Copper Creek Springs area. What do you think of the pools here? Like, and how do you compare them to some of the others?
I love them. I love that it looks like the Babbling Brook is flowing into the pool.
It's amazing.
The kids love it. It's a very deep end over there, but you can hold on to the side where it's flowing into. That's neat. The slide's cute. It's fun. Nothing great. Nothing
not crazy.
Nothing like this is the best slide. It's not. It's just a slide. But it's cool. It's great, fun, all of it. I really like the quiet pool. I'll call it the quiet pool over at Boulder Ridge. It is a zero entry. And that's nice for if you do have some younger ones that, are quiet.
Yes.
And yeah, we've been over there, one or two times, but we really, really enjoy, and the girls enjoy the big pool because then you have all of your activities there as well. So if they're gonna do some Mickey tie-dye or if they're doing some trivia or anything like that, everything's gonna be there. So it is a little louder. They do have two hot tubs there, which is really nice.
Very.
Especially right now with the physical distancing, because there was people in one hot tub and then there was people in the other one and we kept looking and we wanted to go in and it was nice because somebody left. So we got to go in the one. You do have to go through the kids' splash park to get to the hot tubs, but it's great. It's nice.
Yeah.
Kids splash zone. Very nice. And you're right there close to the water and the geyser. Sometimes if it shoots off, you can see it from the hot tub. And yeah, these are great, great pools. There is no hot tub at the Boulder Ridge.
No, there is.
Is there?
There is one over there, yes.
Okay, I don't remember that.
We have not been to that pool.
Yeah, we have.
We've not gone inside of that pool. We have?
Yes.
Not
this trip.
Then it was last time, but 3 years ago.
Yeah, because it's a zero entry and we enjoyed it. And then I think there was lightning or something and we had to get out.
Okay.
But we did not, unfortunately, spend a long time at the little Boulder Ridge Cove pool.
Yeah.
But it was nice and it was cute and quiet. And this would be somewhere like I would come to, like just me and you or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring the kids.
No, for
but
sure.
But it's nice because it is a zero entry and you could have the kids.
Oh, for
sure. Whereas
they
don't have that at the big pool.
No. No, they do not. And I mean, you summed up everything perfectly. The only thing I'll add, and you touched on it, is to me, one of my favorite places on all of property is arms up, crossed at the bottom of that babbling brook, which looks like it comes all the way from the main lobby as you stare up.
Wait, what?
At
what
the
do you
lodge.
Mean it doesn't?
I mean, it comes all the way from the main lobby.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And just sitting there and relaxing is just one of the best spots on property, easily.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I don't have really anything else to add there. You know, we can talk about their lounge and pool bars. We got Territory Lounge, which is currently closed.
Yep.
But we have dined there in the past,
yep.
and it is got some great appetizers, some great drinks, very cool little quaint area.
Yep.
Like this makes a feel like a hole in the wall kind of bar.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy. Of course, we got Geyser Point.
Oh yeah.
Which we love, and we did dine at and ate there with Rebecca and her awesome family.
Yep.
And we both did the Bison Burger this time, which
so
is
good.
Always absolutely amazing.
And Geyser Point is open from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. and they do not take any discounts.
No. But it is such,
it's a great place.
Brooke was our waitress,
yep.
cast member. She was wonderful. And, just such a cool spot.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about Geyser Point a lot.
Oh yeah.
Of course you have your quick service over at Roaring Fork.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going through the same quick service setup that all others are right now, which is mobile order only.
Mm-hmm.
You will do your mobile order. You will go in, let them know that you are there. They will start to prepare your meal as you wait, and then there are tables lined up with sectioned off numbers. And when you get your mobile order notification that it is ready, it'll tell you what number to stand at, and it is bagged and ready to go.
Yep, that's really cool.
But they have wonderful food. They've got great stuff there.
Kids had Mickey waffles one morning.
Yes, we did get them one morning.
They were amazing, as always. Of course.
Have you ever had a Mickey waffle you didn't like?
No.
Good. I would question you. Of course, we have Artist Point, which is currently closed.
Right.
And we have done a review on that in the past.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, we see that reopen here at some point. And then you have Whispering Canyon Cafe, which is currently open.
Yep.
We have not dined at.
We were supposed to.
We were going to, but we had dined so much.
Yep.
That weekend with Lucy and Caleb, which we loved.
Oh, absolutely.
But I was like, hey, dining budget for July, tapped out. We're not going to Whispering Canyon.
And we were only staying there one night.
We were 2 nights at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, okay, yeah. 2 nights. But still, we were moving around a lot. We just were like,
And plus dining budget. We were there for so many nights, like in general in Orlando.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about the hidden Mickey scavenger hunt that I think is fun for the whole family?
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. So we, I can't remember how we found out about this, but...
The interwebs, Rhonda. I found it on the interwebs.
So Jeremy says, hey, there's a hidden Mickey scavenger hunt at Wilderness Lodge. So we're like, well, let's go find out about this. So we go to the front desk. And we ask, and they're like, oh, yes, of course. There's actually a main lodge, and then there's a Boulder Ridge Lodge scavenger hunt. So we picked up both because we were staying at Boulder Ridge, and then we were like, well, we're going to be here 2 days. And they said, you fill this all out, and when you bring it back, you'll get a little gift, basically. And so we did. We sat out on our hidden Mickey scavenger hunt, and we found them all.
There's some tough ones.
We barely asked. How many times do we have to ask? Once? Twice?
I think only once for that first one.
Oh no, I found it first. Y'all asked.
Okay, he was on the way over to tell us while you were over there going, I found it.
I did.
So technically, we didn't need him.
Okay. So, anyways, it was awesome. Lacey loved it.
She did.
It was so me, Lacey, and Jeremy. Kind of enjoyed it. It was a little stressful because it was kind of hard.
Yeah.
And we didn't ask help, but you looked it up online. So twice we looked up stuff online.
You just throw me under the bus right now?
Well, because there's no cast members around. We would have asked a cast member.
I did have to get a couple hints online.
Yeah, which is fine because it was very frustrating. They were a little tough.
That's why they're hidden Mickeys, though. They're not. Mm. It's not an out and
they
open
sure
Mickey
are hidden.
Scavenger hunt.
But it was awesome. And we took our papers back, and you could keep them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little disappointed in the gift because they were.
I wasn't disappointed in the gift. I was only slightly disappointed in the fact that
there wasn't
a separate one for both.
That's how I was going to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason we were disappointed in the gift because both Main Lodge and Boulder Ridge were the same gift.
Yeah.
Which was like why I wish it could have said because it was a little button. It was cute.
Love it.
But I wish it could have said Boulder Ridge.
Yes.
Especially if we were DVC owners.
Yeah.
I would want that.
Yeah.
As a hey, that's my home, quote unquote.
Right. And then like a picture of my face on it.
Okay.
Or something for that one would have been cool. With like thumbs up. Like,
okay.
And it says, welcome home, Jeremy.
Right.
That would have been a good segment. Uh-huh. No, this was so much fun. And like, you know, we talked about like, you know, you talk about the scavenger hunts at other resorts. Like we've done the one at Pop Century, which is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you do them inside Epcot during the different festivals. It gets you to see things you don't normally see. Like there was that little tucked in phone area in the Boulder Ridge lobby.
The,
but you never would have looked
at. Area, I don't remember what it was called.
And
but,
we walked in and we found a hidden Mickey, you know, or if you hadn't visited the Carol Winds section.
Yep.
You were going in or if you hadn't, you know, I love that fact. I love these little things. And you know, I don't know if they're doing still the tour. Possibly not, but they usually have a weekly tour that you can sign up for. We were not there during the time it normally is. So I'm not sure if it's running. And then finally, you know, we can kind of talk a little bit about transportation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Magic Kingdom, you got to take a boat, which is a wonderful ride.
Yes. They did have a bus. Huh?
I said that boat ride was a little bit of a wait.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
like, what's weird. Like,
Rhonda, there's our boat. And you're like, oh, it's about time. And it just kept going. And I was like, oh, no, that's not ours. No. I was like, ah, just kidding. That's our boat. Nope. And it just kept going. And you're like, dude.
So if you go down to the buses, it will say Magic Kingdom. I believe it said like water transportation mm-hmm. only or something like that. But when we were standing there, because we were headed to where Epcot, there was a Magic Kingdom bus that did show up. I don't know if there's a certain point that they start running them or what the situation is, but most of the time, and normally you would go ahead and take a boat to Magic Kingdom. Although when we did go, I don't know what was going on. We did wait at least 30 minutes, which did kind of, it was kind of a bummer because it was hot. The kids wanted to go. We were leaving that day. So it was frustrating that why were we not like already over there?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the boats are running. It's great. Great ride. They are physical distancing as well. So they will count how many and figure out and get you on the boat. And then, of course, your buses go to Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, and Disney Springs. And again, they are physical distancing. So I love actually riding the buses right now because there's no standing.
Yeah.
And you get a seat.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not a really long line, the buses are amazing. And yeah. We have been traveling. We usually, if we were going to Epcot, for example, we would have driven. But we did not because I was like, well, we can get on the bus and yeah. It's physical distancing. So it's just us and we have a seat and yeah.
Yeah, I do enjoy great. That. Like I enjoy everybody getting a seat. It's like Oprah when you walk on. You get a seat. You get a seat. Everybody gets a seat.
Now, the one thing I kind of. Yeah, it was. But the one thing it sucks that I hate is that if it's just me and Jeremy and then, like, for example, we actually socialed, but we were physical distancing, but we socialized, thank you, with a woman and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. We were on the way to Epcot, but here's what is frustrating for other people. It was just Jeremy and I, and then it was just her and her daughter. So we took up 8 seats.
Yeah.
And 4 other people normally under different circumstances would have been able to sit, but then they missed the bus.
Yeah.
So.
But they're doing a great job.
Oh,
of bringing,
absolutely.
I feel like bus after bus.
Yeah, and so, absolutely.
And, you know, I think we mentioned before, like, one of the things we've missed the most when all of this is being able to socialize with other people and learn about their vacations. So it was awesome. We got to talk to this mom and her daughter, and hopefully they're listening because we told them what we do, and I wish we had caught their names, and we totally didn't. But
I know.
They probably know who they are. If you are listening, Wilderness Lodge. Daughter was a counselor at a school, I believe it was. Yep. And, they're great. They're from Pennsylvania. And yeah, it was just neat to finally socialize. But then you get on the bus and you have to be distanced. You're like just yelling at each other.
Well, and then not only that, but they have the plexiglass. So right, we're also trying to like look around.
I know. It's kind of crazy. But
it was neat to finally socialize.
Yes,
we were physical distanced, but we socialized.
Yes,
it was
awesome.
That's
why it's not social distancing.
Correct.
It's physical distancing.
That's right.
So Wilderness Lodge, you know, Boulder Ridge. Is this still living up to one of your favorite resorts?
Absolutely.
If not your favorite, I mean, where do you put this on the list of places, especially now that, and what do you think of Boulder Ridge compared to the main lodge, you know, once that opens back up for reservations, like which would you prefer if you had a choice? I know we have DVC.
I just want to stay at Wilderness Lodge. I just want to stay at Wilderness Lodge, but I do love the feel of going in to where it's like welcome home. You do feel like you're more in a cabin mm-hmm. where like I'm gonna go to my bedroom, but I'm gonna hang out in my living room right here. I'm gonna sit by the fire and just sip on my glass of wine, and then I'm gonna go to my bedroom now. I mean, it's amazing. I absolutely love Wilderness Lodge, period. And I love that too. If it was pouring rain, you know, according to the way we went, we would have not gotten soaking wet. I love it. Wilderness is still by far
your favorite.
My favorite.
Agreed. I'll just say ditto. Agree 100%. So, thank you guys so much for listening. We truly appreciate it. Of course, we'll post this in the Capture the Magic community. Let us know if you have stayed at, you know, the main lodge at Wilderness, if you stayed at Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge. Would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. If you've not done so already, will you please subscribe to not only Main Street Magic, but the Diz Dudes, Capture the Magic, and Capture the Magic Universal as well. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.